give him Eric.
Yeah. 8:30 on the clock. Let's call to order the Gates County Board of Equalization here Wednesday, January 21st, 2015. Open Meeting Act is posted on the table behind the, or on the wall, rather, behind the media table. Attendance by observation, Jurgens Hill, Doran, Bauman, Lytle, Byers, Tiemann. Next would be the reorganization of the Board of Equalization for 2015, chairman and vice chairman. And in the past, what we've done is we've just appointed or sat the chairman and vice chairman of the regular board. If that's the desire to continue to do that, we can do that. Unless anyone wants to do anything different, that's typically what we have done. That's our basic mode of operation. If that's the case, then okay. So if there's no, at this point, then we will appoint whoever is the chairman and the vice chairman of the regular board of supervisors to the board of equalization.
Last time we had a motion to that.
Okay, so.
They made a motion to that.
Okay, so I will call for a motion to appoint or to reorganize the board of equalization chairman and vice chairman as to the chairman and vice chairman of the regular board when we make those elections.
So moved.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by am I going to get that right?
Whoever you are.
Lytle.
I can be darned for today, yes.
Yep.
Any discussion?
Vote.
7-0 to approve.
You're on. You're green.
So I'll just go through. Do I need to go through? I'm okay to go through the rest of all.
Yep.
You're fine with that?
Yep.
Okay. Next, I need to approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Hill. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Next, approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting?
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Hill. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Next, comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Dave, you're not from the public. You don't count.
I would just like to take this minute to introduce a new employee that she is working while Rosie is on vacation, Rhonda Paul. She's been doing a good job here, so it's nice to have her here in the
stand
future.
Stand up, Rhonda. Stand up.
If Rosie and I both get sick or something at the same time, it's nice to actually have a third person that's familiar with the building.
Excellent. So. Very good. Nice to meet you.
I think Rosie's doing so good. She's in Florida for a month or something like that.
And don't let Dave get off. He always buys lunch for Rosie. So, Dave.
Well, I'm feeling about
sorry,
that,
Dave. I couldn't. Okay.
Thanks. It's not Emily's worried about it. It's his wife that just heard this.
Yeah.
All right, next, I need a motion to open up a public hearing to approve or disapprove tax exemptions on vehicles owned by qualifying nonprofit organizations.
Motion to
open a
public hearing.
Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 7-0. We are in a public hearing. I'll go through and just read the organizations for the record. Beatrice Cemetery Association, Beatrice Community Hospital and Health Center, Inc., Beatrice Good Samaritan Center, Beatrice Humane Society, Bible Baptist Church, Blue Valley Behavioral Health Center, Boy Scout Troop 221, Centenary United Methodist Church, Christ Community Church, Christ Evangelical Lutheran Church, First Mennonite Church, First Assembly of God Church, Gold Crest Retirement Center, Holy Cross Lutheran Church, Mosaic, PEO Home, River of Life Church, the Salvation Army, St. John's Lutheran Church, St. Joseph's Catholic Church, St. Mary's Church, St. Paul's Lutheran Church, and the Wymore Good Samaritan Center. I'm looking at the treasurer over there. Any opposition to any of them? Have all of them. All of them are here. We'd like to peruse them one by one. Supervisor Jurgens?
I'm fine.
Fine, okay. The total amount of all of the nonprofits, the total amount for the vehicles is $10,463.60. Multiple vehicles, 35 all the way down to one. So, all right, if there's no further
I would move to close the public hearing.
Thank you. Moved by Byers.
Second.
By Lytle. Vote. 7-0. The public hearing is closed. Need a motion to accept or approve or disapprove, rather, any and all of the tax exemptions on the vehicles for qualifying nonprofit organizations as mentioned, A through W.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Second by Byers. Any discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Next, I need to approve or disapprove tax correction slip number one. I don't know if it's going around. Adams Animal Care. This accelerated personal property sold, additions to the tax roll, 35188. You guys want to see that down there? What's going on in Adams?
It's an addition.
Yeah, the Animal Care Center bought a piece of equipment in 2014, and they sold the business, so they wanted to make sure that they paid their year on that, on the taxes on that. So we accelerated 2015, and then the new owners will file their schedule in 2016.
Again, I need a motion to approve or disapprove tax correction slip number one.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Seconded by Tiemann.
All right.
Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Annette.
We're getting ready to mail out the personal property schedules today. We are asking for the federal depreciation schedules on those again, and they're due back by May 1st. We will be getting the homestead exemption forms from the state at the end of the week. Patty's actually at a class. She was at yesterday and today. It's up in Cass County, being put on by the Department of, or the Property Department up in Lincoln, and they're going to be going over some of the new things for the homestead because there's some new qualifications for the 100% service-connected disabled veterans. They're not going to be required to list their income. So they're going to be discussing that, finding out some more things on that.
So they'll be able to claim the exemption without qualifying income-wise?
Income-wise. As far as qualifying by the valuation of the house, that's a question we aren't sure on yet. So that's one thing she's going to find out. So there is another class on there where the Veterans Department, there are certain veterans that qualify for it, and they don't have any limits on qualifications. The Department of Veterans Affairs pays it all for them, depending on what the assessment of their house is. So there's no limit on that. So, but this is different. So
I think a lot of that is determined by injuries and by post-traumatic.
Yeah, the Veterans Department has to classify them as 100% disabled service-connected, and we require letters from the Veterans Department on that. So since this is something new, we may need new letters from everybody again on those. So okay. Patty can go over that a little more with you next meeting when she gets back and finds out what they all discussed. Homesteads are due. They have from February 2nd to June 30th to file those. So other than that, we're still working on valuations for 2015, so kind of going over where our ratios are on those. So changing a lot of land use again. We noticed a lot of trees being torn out and irrigation system's going up, so been making a few changes there. Need to look over, look a little closer at those to determine if they're sales. If it's gone from, like, if it's a sale, we need to determine if it, what it was at the time of the sale. So if they bought it as dry land, put an irrigation system on, that could disqualify it. So kind of where we're at right now. So.
Nothing else.
No.
All right.
Questions
for Nellie. Let her off the hook easy today, huh?
What do you want from me,
Jim? I don't want you to get away too easy. All right. It's 8:40, and we will adjourn the Board of Equalization.